Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 December 2025. Welcome back to the broadcast. Before getting to the program, I'll make mention tomorrow is Thursday, obviously. So I'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Take phone calls. And if you want to talk a while, I'd love to talk to you. I mean that seriously. Got any questions or comments you want to make? Please let us know. Also, you can call in, place an order, and or give donation. Chris will be here to take care of that. Hopefully, the weather's starting to turn a little nasty, but we'll hope to get here tomorrow without any problems. So be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4, and I hope that you'll take advantage of that, maybe to just say hi. I love talking to you. I really do. I truly mean that. And I'll say this again, as I said last night, I will announce it the rest of the month. If calls don't pick up during the week, now, I'm not picking if you get nothing to call about. I understand that. But calls have been so low, I don't see any point in paying someone to answer the phone from 9 to 4 every day when nobody's calling. So I'll probably just ask Faith starting first year, unless things turn around, to just check the messages a couple times a day and let it go at that. So I'm just trying to save your money, folks, because your money pays for this ministry. I don't want to waste it just to keep something going and try to hold some prestige or whatever. No, I don't want to do that. No, it's too important. Your money's too important. We can't waste it. So let's turn it around, though. Start the first year, we answer the phones, checking the message a couple times a day. Other than that, it won't be until Thursday to be in the office normally to take phone calls all day. But also now we're going to have Bible study this weekend, but it's going to be remote. I tell you right now, the weather's going to be nasty. And Phil Hudock's been kind of sick. He's doing much better today. He had pleurisy in both lungs, and he finally had pneumonia in both in both lungs. But I talked to him today. He's feeling much, much better. But we're going to do it remote anyway because of the weather coming up. And I hope you'll join us for the final teaching, the third part teaching on weeping in Babylon. I hope you'll listen. Understand the foundation, why that happened to Israel and what's happened in America, and see why it happened, but then what the sign of God is in a Christian's heart today. When I show you the sign that's given to those that are truly his, if you don't have that in you, then you're none of his. And I'll explain to you in the Bible study, so you just bear with us, all right? But join us at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. 10:30, 11 is prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30, 12:30 is Christian Worldview News, which is prophecy in the news. Then 1 to 2 is our Bible study. Now, those that want to watch online, I hope you can. Go to PastorButch.com and click on Rumble, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and they will be. You can also listen on the phone if you like. If you can't do it online, listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339 209-5013. But do join us. I think you'll find it more than interesting, maybe somewhat intriguing, as I guess I could say. You might hopefully learn something, but it might make something make more sense to you than it has been for a long time. And I sincerely mean that. We try to get into discussions and Bible studies and sometimes a little bit of preaching that you're not going to hear in 99% of the churches in this country today. They won't touch it. There's no money in it, so to speak. You lose people. Well, I'm not in it to lose people, but if the truth drives them away, then they don't belong there anyway. That's just a fact. I'm sorry about that. That's just the way it is. But let's go to our guest tonight. He's been a friend of the ministry for a long time. We're going to talk to Professor James McCanny. We're going to discuss several things, but also we're going to talk about the spatial steelage water filters, which will be on to the end of the month. And that's it, folks. And I want to tell you right now, if you don't take advantage of it right now, the prices are going to more than double on the whole house water filter system January 1st. Going more than double. So if you don't get it, you won't get it now. Anyway, James, welcome.
Pastor Butch, it's good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you, my friend. And I know we have a new listener somewhere tonight tuning in. Very quickly, tell them who James McCanny is.
Well, I've been around in the public eye for about 50 years, and so that gives you a little idea of my age. But I'm a scientist. I specialize in astronomy, astrophysics, dealing with the things in the heavens, the sky, the stars, the universe. And I developed a lot of the theoretical work that's really correct on how the solar system works, how comets work, and how planets form, and on and on. Also, I've done a lot of things. I've developed, for example, my water filter line. I developed a wind energy system that's very efficient. It's called the JMCC wing generator. It has two patents, and I work with prime numbers. So I have my fingers in a lot of different fields, some of them esoteric and some of them practical.
So you've been around exposing things and talk about things for a long time, haven't you?
Yep. I've been a radio guest. I've been on international TV, Russian TV, Japanese primetime TV. I've been on Discovery History Channel specials as invited guest. I've given invited talks at closed military meetings where we discuss high-level scientific concepts. And just like I've been on radio shows going back into the 90s, I've been at all kinds of meetings like American Geophysical Union meetings, regularly present there. And so I've been at the national laboratories presenting, like Los Alamos National Laboratory. So I've been around. A lot of people know me. I have kind of two lives. I have my scientific life in the serious scientific community, and then I have my public life on shows like this where I talk to the public and either discuss, sometimes I talk about political issues. I try and stay away from that, but things are so crazy today. A lot of times people need a correct interpretation.
That's very true. And I listen to all your qualifications, and I wonder why you're taking time to talk to an old hick like me. I don't get it.
Well, that's where I came from, too. I grew up in the country. And so you and I would have a lot of things in common.
Probably so. I mean, we go back a few years anyway as far as our lives, and we would probably experience a lot of the same things. I'm sure that's
right.
Probably true. But anyway, Go ahead.
One time I had some serious, intrigue, I guess you'd say, with the scientific community, but it was so burdensome for me that I went and I lived in central Canada for about 9 months through the winter. It was from about May to February, and lived outside. Literally, I didn't have any shelter. I didn't have a tent. And
wow.
There was a time in the wilderness, and I just came from that experience. In the Bible, they talk about Christ through various prophets going out into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, and that's a figurative number. It may not have been exactly 40. But I can tell you that you learn a lot from being alone, and I was alone most of the time, and living off of fish that I would get out of the river, and the big river in central Canada where I was living. I was bathing in it until the day it froze. But the point is that it does something to your spirit, to your, you start to recognize who you are, and there's a lot of, you have to be very comfortable with yourself, because there's nobody to impress or whatever, you know.
Well, how in the world did you survive a winter anywhere, especially in Canada, without any shelter?
Well, after a while, you get so you can maneuver. Like when I was a kid, I grew up in the upper Midwest, and I would walk my dog at night in the wintertime with just a T-shirt on. So you acclimate. And you know, you acclimate to the kind of food, you know, that's in the wild available. So, but it's an interesting experience, something that everybody should do, and probably very few people do. A lot of people will go on a weekend retreat, like 2 or 3 days or something, and that's enough to get your feet wet, so to speak. But I'll tell you, it helped me do some things, like in mathematics. Some of the assumptions I made in mathematical proofs with prime numbers came from living in the wilderness. So it connects you to kind of a higher order. Anyway, I thought I'd mention that just as a...
Wow.
To be asked about my background. It's just one of the little things I did.
Well, that's very interesting.
I've lived in foreign countries.
Go ahead.
I've lived in foreign countries. When I was young, I lived in Mexico, traveled around, and just kind of followed my nose. And after, you know, after I grew up and started studying more science, et cetera, I realized that somebody was guiding me, or some entity or something, because I would go through these situations where I'd end up someplace and I go, why am I here? What's going on? And then only 10 or 15 years later would I realize that that was necessary for my growth or my understanding of something.
Yes, I've seen that. I think anybody that is sincerely trying to understand things in the light of, in the eyes of God himself, sometimes that happens. I look back on my life and a lot of things happened I did not understand. I can see now all the reasons why they happen. So I think that's all part of maturing in Christ. I really do. I sincerely believe that. But anyway, you definitely have got your fingers on the pulse of what's happening around the world in this country. And, well, I'll be quite honest with you. Our whole world, but America is in total chaos. America is absolutely crumbling around us as we speak, in every way possible. Of course, morally, that's where it all starts from. But from there, it goes into politically and financially, and the infrastructure literally crumbling and falling apart, the highways, the bridges. I mean, everything that America was known for in way of prosperity and growth and a moral culture has died in my lifetime. And I've seen it happen, and it breaks my heart no end. And I'm sure you see that too, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and I can see what's going on in the background, where people are taking control of politicians and moving them in ways that are just really not good for anybody, not for us, not for anybody.
No, just for the ones who are going to line their pockets with our money. That's all it boils down to.
Yeah. There's a lot of things going on in the background, and you know, I deal a lot with science. I'm sure that probably everybody in your audience, even though they probably are not reading scientific journals or whatever, probably everybody has heard about something called 3I Atlas. It's a comet. It's a little comet that nobody would even know about, but it's gotten this huge amount of press. And the claim is by some people that are bona fide scientists, the claim is that it is some kind of alien spaceship. And it's a whole psyops operation, a psychological operation to disseminate false information. And the reason they're doing this is because they want to pull off like a false flag alien invasion that would cause all of the world governments to come together as one.
Uh-huh. Well, you remember Reagan talked about that when he started the Star Wars. Reagan, back in the 80s, said we got to prepare ourselves for invasion. He said that back in the 80s. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so it's happening right now. Not the alien invasion, but I mean the building up of awareness with the public, and it's done through this this comet that came into the solar system, like I say, that nobody would even know about if it weren't blown up on YouTube and in the press, etc. So anyway, and that's just one of the crazy things that's going on right now. One of them.
Well, it is, and that's in the outer space here where we live. And I'm saying this flat, straight up and down. I don't know all the ins and outs of what's going on in Venezuela. I don't. I don't know all the truth of the subject, and very few people do. And most of the ones that do don't want to share it. But I do see a man in the White House that's being controlled by powers outside him for sure. He's not. He's no more president than what Biden was, and Biden couldn't even talk. But Trump's controlled also big time. I see that come together now. We just stopped a tanker, just off the coast of Venezuela. That we know that China buys oil from them and other places. This could lead to a lot bigger scenario than what we're picturing right now. This won't be America versus Venezuela. This be America versus China, maybe Russia, and now Trump picking on Colombia. I don't know. I like to think it's all for pure motives to stop the flow of drugs. I really do, but the drugs come across the border. If we would stop them there, we wouldn't need to go into Venezuela and other places. If the supply would drop to our country, they'd soon die off. But the point of it is, I'm seeing chaos everywhere, and I'm seeing anger build. I don't know what else to say. Now we have Netanyahu signing, and this is the truth, folks. You'll see it on the website. If you're on our email list, you'll get this in an email blast, is now signing up pastors from our country. He's flying them over there, paying for their costs for the trip, and talk them into being Zionist all the way, supporting Israel no matter what, and giving them a certificate so when you get back home they can show that who they stand for. He just took 1,000 over, got 10,000 more lined up. Now this is all happening on our watch, and I'm not picking on Jews. I know I'm not. There are Jews out there that are born again believers. They're good people. They're solid believers. The first Christians were Jews of Judah, a Jewish tribe. That's a fact. So let's not pick on them. But there's just as many evil ones in there as our good ones, if not more. And a lot of them call themselves Jews, which are not. But Netanyahu, who is he's a criminal recognized worldwide, is now, James, taking their pastors over there and training them what to do when they get back. And I don't say if they're ignorant, stupid, or willfully blind. I don't know which. But
they're getting a lot of money.
Well, they're getting lots of money. That's the whole point. It's big money. And this is the whole point. They are Antichrist. Any pastor that knows the truth about what Israel is and what she's done since 1948, the year I was born, they hate Christ. They hate Christians. And you're going to support them, you're Antichrist. That's all I can say. Get mad. I don't care. Turn off the radio. Go suck your thumb. What are you going to do? I don't care. You're Antichrist. You're Antichrist, period. That's it. And, James, I don't get a whole lot for the end of that, but our whole world is going insane, and we see it happening. And we're America is basically the leader of the bunch, so to speak.
Well, there's a woman. She's from Caracas. She's a native of Venezuela who's trying to take over. And the reason the people are in the president of Venezuela, the reason they're there is because the CIA ran those countries. They ran Cuba, Venezuela, Colombia. And in those countries, the people have voted in a person that's for the public there. And in the case of Venezuela, they have all this oil. And that's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with drugs. Because understand this, Venezuela for the last 10 to 15 years has had a naval embargo. You could not get a roll of toilet paper in or out of Venezuela. So how is it that they're saying that they're supplying all these drugs to the United States? The drugs in the U.S. were coming through Mexico, from China, from other countries, and funneling into the U.S. across the border. Now they've shut that off. So now they're going through Canada across the border and other places. But the point is that they're after the oil in Venezuela, and there are people that are pushing our country into this, and that's for the oil. And, you know, a war with Venezuela would be just absolute insanity.
Because, it would be.
I mean, it's if you compare it to the Vietnam War, Venezuela is much larger. It has a huge amount of countryside, and it's surrounded by other countries that could pour millions of people in there, in defense of basically South America. So it's not something, and that's coming from military people. I'm not a military person or a strategist at all. This is what I've read and looked at from people who are military analysts, that going into Venezuela would be a terrible idea. Not to mention that Russia already has missiles there that can take out entire ships in a flash. So, and what is the gain? You know, if you're going to do something, what is the gain? Well, the gain is somebody wants all the oil of Venezuela. And the comment of the woman I was talking about that wants to take over there is that her first thing, if she became president, would be to move the Venezuelan consulate to Tel Aviv in Israel. So it kind of tells you what's going on there.
That's
what she said.
I hadn't heard that. How about that? That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. And a different topic. Now, folks, we're going to talk about the water fielders in a minute. You please pay attention when we talk about the water fielders. It's going to make this is just about your last chance to get in on this. But now we have, I think it's a school in Vermont that's flying the Samoan flag. Now, in Dearborn, Michigan, the patches on the cops' uniforms are written in American, in English, and Arabic. They're written in two different languages on the patch of the cops in Dearborn, Michigan. Now, if that doesn't disturb us, there's something out there that if that does not disturb America, and I'm saying this out of maybe people just don't understand. Maybe the young folks, 30 and under, 40 and under, don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe they don't understand what America, how it started, and how we maintained it for so long by keeping a common culture. Maybe they don't understand that part of it. But that's just another sign to me, James, that our nation is just about under. What do you think?
Well, the process, look at the process for immigration legally. I'm not talking about there's a lot of a high percentage of those that are illegal. But let's talk about the ones who are legally here on visas. Part of the visa process is to understand the history of America and become an American citizen.
Yes, yes.
And accept the values, and it says right in the process. And so these people are just ignoring that, and they have their thumb up and basically telling you, you're going to have to accept us. We're here, and we're going to take over and do what we want in America, and that's not the way it works.
But they're doing it.
So
they're literally doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing it. And that's what breaks my heart. Because the people either don't seem to care or don't know, and maybe just don't know to care. I don't know how to look at that. I really don't. But it's happening as we speak. It truly is. But our nation is dying before our eyes, literally dying before our eyes. There's no hope. Go ahead.
Part of this also is to create this division. And if you look at the Communist Manifesto, that's what it says. You create every possible division that you can.
Of course.
And so you put grandmas against grandsons, and, you know, wives against husbands, sons against daughters, and just all the way down, whatever you can do to create derision and division between the people, you do that, and what happens is you break everything down to where everybody's fighting, and then as you come in and pick up the pieces, and before you know it, the communist socialism is in place, including the banking systems also are in charge of this, like the Russian Revolution is the classic example where the single bank of Europe funded the Bolsheviks, which were the Reds. That's why we call the Russians the Reds. They're Bolsheviks. And then the Mensheviks were the whites. It was like the left and right. But they funded both of them during the Russian Revolution, and they finally cut the funding from the Mensheviks and gave more funding and arms to the Bolsheviks, who won. And when the dust cleared, the bankers were in charge. They killed off the government that was in place and installed the government that lasted for most better part of a century.
Yes, that's
very, that's what's very happening
true.
Here. That's what's happening here.
Well, the Bible is still prophesied there'll be nation against nation, which means race against race in the last days. That's what it says. And Dimitri Duman prophesied also that in the last, before America falls, she'd have a civil war. Then that she'd be attacked from the South, from Russia and other countries. And it's coming to that. It truly, and what better time to save the South? We're getting ready to go to war in South America. So that's all going to fit together at, a pretty rapid pace. I truly believe it's going to happen, just like he said. The folks, we're going to go to break in a second. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the water filters very briefly. And I'm serious. Pay attention to what's going to be said, because if you're intending to buy one, at the end of this month, the price is going to more than double. And I mean that seriously. So please pay attention. If you want one, please get it. And I hope you will. I mean, you need water. You can do a lot of things, but water is not one of them. So I hope that you'll take it seriously and listen to the prices and get what you can as soon as you can, because time's running out. And James, you're getting ready to break it by any second, by another 30 seconds. So anything you want to say before we go to break?
Well, just what people have to realize is they have to stick to their Christian standards. And that is this entire country is built on that. And that's why it was successful, because people are hardworking. They're very serious. They go to work in the morning. They take care of the family. The family is the basic unit of, you know, and you look at these other cultures that are invading, the family is not the center of anything. They're just, you know, they're raping 12-year-old girls. And they go, oh, that's the way, that's normality.
That's the way they do it. Don't forget the break. Your phone calls, like I said, and we'll talk about the water filters. 717-300-1698. I'm here to share what's going tonight.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, James McKenna here for JMCC Water Filters. We're having two amazing specials on the Gravity Water Filter Elements. This is for the Berkey-style water filters, our own HI water filter elements, the best two-stage water filter elements you can buy, and also the least expensive. On sale, $199 for a four-pack, $378, that's $20 off. For an 8-pack, you buy 8, we send you 10. And the 12-pack, an amazing $100 off. That's for $497 for a 12-pack, and we send you 14. Also, the whole house water filter, typically $1,480, now on sale for an amazing $699. Call Pastor Butch office, 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403, while this amazing sale is still on. Thank you.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, one more thing I want to say before we get back to James. If you're listening right now on shortwave, a lot of you do, all over the world, you're listening on the shortwave now because Melody Seastrom is paying for the hour in WWCR. She's been a supporter of this broadcast for many, many years. And many, many years ago, Bob Chapman and some others she knew convinced me to start buying a few coins and precious metals, silver and gold, and I did. And James, the first silver dollars I bought were $3 a piece. Now they're over $62 a piece. Now I dare you to take the last 20 years and invest $3 and then multiply it that many times. It isn't going to happen. No other investment's done that I know of. It's right now silver is $62 an ounce, 62 and change. And when it long ago is in the 15s and 20s. Folks, buy what you can, as quick as you can, because prices are going to continue going up. And even prices, if the dollar drops away and everything comes down, silver and gold will still be worth something of value to sell or barter. Paper money will not be worth anything. Give Melody a call. Tell her to send you over at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Last time I talked to her, she had some sales going on, I think, with the silver, the 50-cent pieces, silver. So check on that with her and see what's going on there. Now, back to our talk about on real quick on the water filters. Now, folks, this sale will end December 31st. You might hear the commercial play, but if the order's not in postmarked December 31st, you won't be able to get the water filters for this price because the whole house filter is going to go up, gosh, over double the price is now. So I expect to pay attention because it's going to be very important. And if you want to give somebody a gift, what a gift to give to a family at a very inexpensive price, a whole house water filter system. So, James, you go ahead. Tell them what's going on.
Yeah, and by the way, this is only for your audience. If you went to my webpage, the whole house water system would be priced at $1,480. So it's priced at $699 for your audience and only for your audience.
Wow. What a generous thing. Thank you.
Yeah, and so this is to help people out, and these are amazing systems. It's my own product. It's called the MR5 Whole House Water Filter, and it comes with a UV sterilizer that's two separate stainless steel housings. It's called the Best Deal. And like I say, it's typically $1,480 and on sale for $699. But just to explain a little bit, this goes where the water comes into the house, the main that comes out of the floor or whatever, wherever it comes into your house. And it filters before the hot water. So all the hot water and cold water in the entire house is filtered. And so this takes out everything, gives you what I say is it's like having a clear mountain stream in your house. And the filter pack, you replace every 55,000 gallons. So that's quite a few years of use of the filters before you have to change them out. And, of course, we sell the filter elements also, the replacements. And then that's one item there is the Best Deal whole house water filter. And then for you people out there who have like a Berkey-style countertop gravity water filter, I have my own name brand water filter elements. And a four-pack is $199. That's $30 off. Then an eight-pack is $378. And a 12-pack is $497. And so these are serious reductions in price from the normal price. And these are a lot less than any other brand out there. And they're really, really good filters. Pastor has used them.
Oh, yes.
And for a number of years now, I believe.
Yes.
So they're very good filter elements. They fit any of the gravity water filters out there on the market. So what a good Christmas gift for somebody. Get them the gift of clean water. Once again, the four-pack is $199. The 8-pack is $378, and the 12-pack is $497. And if you don't remember that, just call Pastor, and he'll walk you through the pricing and the different options there.
And, folks, that's shipping included. That includes shipping. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, the free shipping, and that's to any place in the U.S. So it's a price, and like Pastor said, these prices are going up. In fact, if you went to my webpage, there would be more than that there. But this is for Pastor's audience, and we have them in stock, so they're ready to ship. Yeah, so make a note to call in and get these. And the water filters are something you can store these for 10 years, 20 years. You know, they're going to be just as good in 20 years as they are. So they don't age. There's nothing going to happen to them. But if you're going to get a 12-pack of the gravity water filters for just a little bit more money, you can get the entire whole house water filter with 55,000-gallon lifetime on the filter elements. And then it's a stainless steel casing, so you just pull out the filter elements, put in new ones, and you're good for another 55,000 gallons.
And, folks, that's $200 more than a 12 pack is $200 less than a whole house water filter. And what a great gift to a family, maybe a son or daughter, a mom or dad, that you want to have pure water, a whole house water system for $699, that includes shipping. you spend more than that on about it, just about all kinds of little things that maybe they don't need, really don't need. This they need. Everybody needs clear water. So you call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. That's 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Order whichever one of these you want. We'll be taking orders tomorrow for them. If you want to write a check, you can do that. Just get it to us so it's postmarked before the 31st. You can get this deal. After the first year, folks, prices more than double on the whole house water system. Now, phone lines open if you have any comments, questions about anything. I'd love to hear from you. 717-300-1698. The lines are open, like I said. And we love for you to call and say hi to us and share your thoughts about anything you want to talk about. But James, you're watching. You keep up to date about everything. I assume that you spend time researching. Well, that's what you do. You're kind of a researcher. You spend time researching information from different sources, different places, on different issues. Now, you mentioned the comet, and I've been reading about that. I don't not pay much attention to that necessarily right now because I'm like you. I think it's a farce, getting people all stirred up. But I won't pay attention to things that are happening as we speak that concern me, myself, and myself, my wife, my family now. And that includes a war with Venezuela. That includes a lot of different things we're facing. That includes prices going up and up and up. I know Trump said we're better off than they ever have been, but I disagree, totally disagree. I'm seeing the unrest in our nation tearing us apart. But you said that was one of the steps of the Communist Manifesto to take over a nation is to tear it apart inside. But before we throw stones at other countries, James, we've done the same thing to other countries, haven't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no more there's the havoc that the U.S. has wreaked in all these other places. It's amazing. And it's by design because the CIA is, you know, they're just a wrecking ball. They get into a country, they destroy it financially, politically, and the end result is big corporations going in and stealing the natural resources. You know, it's kind of strange because the U.S. is the biggest exporter of energy, primarily petroleum, in the world, even bigger than the Middle East. But if you go to a country like, say, Qatar, which actually ran out of oil, what they did is they took their money and they distributed it amongst the people so that their standard of living is really high. They don't have any crime. Everybody has the ability to become educated. And they just have a very high standard of living because they take care of things. And you look at the United States and you go to a lot of places and they're just completely disheveled. It looks like a bomb hit, you know. So we've lost, like you were saying, we've lost that incentive, that Christian value of keeping everything in order and taking care of everybody else and hard work. A lot of places you have whole cultures that are living on welfare, you know, and it doesn't because the welfare mode of living repeats generation after generation. So we have second, third, and fourth generation families, people that have never seen anybody get up in the morning and walk out to go to work. It's just incredible. So,
well, we're being turned into a third world nation, and that's a fact. They're doing it. It didn't happen overnight. It never does. But it's happening nonetheless. We're being turned into a third world nation in front of our eyes. We're watching our society deteriorate into hundreds of thousands of people are homeless, sleeping in the streets. People worked hard all their lives and lost their homes. They can't afford to keep them. We're seeing police raids in homes, taking people's property under the name of so-called law enforcement. We're seeing all this happen. That didn't happen, James, when you were our youngins. It didn't happen. That wasn't part of it. Part of the American dream was having your own home, living your own property, living in peace. We didn't lock our doors when I grew up as a young boy. We didn't lock our doors. Didn't have to. But now that's
all. No, I don't remember walking. I never walked into my house with a key. You just walk up to the door, and if a friend came over, you know, they might knock a few times and yell, open. They just walk in. There was no, don't remember front or back door locks on the house ever.
So that's just how things have changed in our lifetime. So we're not just talking to be hearing our heads roar. I mean, we're talking prophecy, folks. Psalms 9:17 states that all nations that forget God are turned into hell. We're seeing it happen. The communist regime, the Communist Manifesto, would not work on a Christian nation. They said so. They said they had to break the moral base of America. The moral base had been destroyed before they could take over. That's the world elite, that's just not a communist nation like Russia was or China. That's the world elite who are communist. They said they have to destroy a moral base before they take over the country. They've done a fine job of that. Let's talk to Tom in Georgia. Tom, point in, welcome.
Pastor, can you hear me?
Sure can.
100 years ago, women started wearing pants. 100 years mm-hmm. later, guys started wearing dresses and going to libraries as pedophiles because that's where their food is. It's a mixed up world. But do you mind if I go back to something y'all were discussing in the first 30
no,
minutes?
No, go right ahead.
Dr. McCanny, what do you think about the obelisk on the moon on Mars? Have you ever seen it?
No. I know they're in Washington and London and Rome. The series of obelisks around the world, but I've not seen any photos on Mars or Moon.
Well, I think there's two moons around Mars, and one of them has an obelisk on it. And if you look at the picture of it, it's obviously built. It didn't get there artificially. I mean, it's not a formation of anything. It's something that's literally, I'm not going to say man-made, but the first time I ever heard about it, I heard about it from Buzz Aldrin. And he was on a radio podcast, Alex Jones, and he was talking about, have you ever seen the obelisk on Mars? And it was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And he said, well, something built it. And that's all there was to it. But if you look online, you can see pictures of it. But my question to you is, do you think it's a fraud? Do you think the picture's a fraud? Or do you think it's alien or ancient civilizations past? I mean, what do you think it is or might be?
Okay, first of all, I'm not aware of the things you're talking about, but there in history, there is documentation that Mars was a blue planet. It was a water planet in history, in ancient history, and that it had populations, that there was actually travel between Mars and Earth, and Mars had a different orbit. And, I mean, anything that's in history is you have to take with a grain of salt. Is it true or is it not? But if you go to the geology of Mars today, it is a very young, recent surface. It has riverbeds, it has washes, it has river deltas, it has, on the side of volcanoes, it has rivers that are eroded from rain. And so Mars definitely had water and oceans recently, but to have that, you need an atmosphere to hold it in place. So that means Mars had an ocean and atmosphere within the last 10,000 years. And that's different than the story that comes out of NASA, where there's, oh, this was billions of years ago. No, it was recent. So a lot is going on, and I have a book that I wrote a couple years ago. It was called The Real History of Man and Earth, Myths, Magic, and Mayhem. It's on Amazon. But the point is, what I'm saying in there is that the standard history that's taught is just not true. And we need a lot more research into things like this or what's going on at Antarctica, where they won't let anybody there. And all these, like Putin was there. You have all kinds of people who are world leaders that have been there. what's going on there. You know, there's something going on there. They're discovering things from ancient civilizations, and a lot of this was from the last 10,000 years. So anyway, I don't know. I don't have an answer, but I probably have more questions than answers. But all I can tell you is that something was going on there, and it's and definitely with Mars, with Antarctica, and there's evidence that there were human populations there within the last 10,000 years.
Well, you brought this up in Antarctica. Antarctica, does it touch the seabed? Is it connected to the seabed? Do you know?
Well, it's, what's going on is there's archaeological work going on there, so there's something there, whether it's mastodons or ancient people like, you know, take, for example, Pompeii, or one of the cities that was recently, you know, within our lifetimes, dug up, and it was the result of a huge volcano going off. There's a lot on planet Earth, like Göbekli Tepe, for example, in Turkey. These are places that really don't have any explanation. They shouldn't be there. And they literally, they were completely underground when they discovered them. They found something sticking up out of the ground, and people started digging, find this entire city there. There's a city on the west coast of Peru along the coastline that housed an estimated 40 million people. It's a huge city with constructed, but there's not a potsherd, there's not a bone, there's nothing there. It's just this base work of this city. And so and there must have been a big tsunami wave that came in and just washed it clean from the Pacific Ocean. But there again, the point of my book was we don't know our history.
We don't have answers.
Yeah.
And there was a pandemic world, too. We know that, folks. That's just a fact.
Pastor, I've gotten into deep territory, and I know the people out there are going, my Lord, what are they talking about?
Yeah, they are.
Pat, I appreciate your time. Thank you both. Goodbye.
All right, thank you, Tom. Appreciate it, Tom. And, folks, yeah, let's just make this and get another phone call. When God said he's going to recreate, the earth was already here. It was void without form, and it's covered by water, but the earth was already here. I think it had already been judged once. They told Adam to repopulate the earth, and they told Noah the same thing: go out and repopulate the earth. So I think it was a pre-Adamic world here. I truly do. What happened to it? I don't know, folks. That's not my calling. Let's go to BK right here in West Virginia. BK, come on in. Are you there,
hey,
BK?
Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir. Come on in, sir.
All right. How you doing there, James?
Good.
Very good. I just want to say something. You know, the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 allowed propaganda to the foreign world, but outlawed the federal government from propagandizing American citizens. Now, the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012 legalized propaganda against the American people. So this 3-1 Atlas thing is just foreign and domestic propaganda worldwide. It's really a distraction, ain't it?
Yes, that's a distraction. That's exactly what it is.
Very true.
Okay. I was talking the other night on a radio show, and I said that whenever you see something like this, it's a smokescreen for something else that's going on that you can't see.
I agree. Totally agree. Anything else, BK?
Well, every single last word of these events in Venezuela, it's propaganda from Washington. I mean, that's why President Trump, the Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer, says one thing one day, and then he says he didn't say it.
Oh,
the whole
yes.
thing's a spectacle. It's a spectacle, a psychological operation. It's the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012. It's propaganda. And this alien stuff. It's been used, like y'all said, by President Reagan. When I was growing up as President Clinton, I remember the NAACP saying it to justify racial intermarriage back in the 1990s. I remember Jerry Springer saying it, Montel Williams, Hollywood said it for years. You remember that Tommy Lee Jones movie, Men in Black?
Oh, yeah.
About aliens, they were good and bad aliens, and they had an intergalactic planetary alien unity, you know, planets working together. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, sure. Yes, I remember
that. And in 2004, they had a movie, Hugh Jackman was in it, called Van Helsing, where all the religions come together at the Vatican, the Muslims, the Buddhists, all of them come together to kill Dracula. So it's all just a big one-world government scheme, isn't
well,
it?
Well, just to add something to that, the Pope said today that the Catholics need to take their rosaries and pray facing the east.
What?
Yes, I'm serious. I'm serious. I verified your point, BK. Yeah, the Pope said they need to bow and face the east and count the rosary beads. That's us today.
So,
go ahead,
but even President Trump saying the food prices is down is nothing but legalized propaganda.
That's
nobody's
all
held responsible. It's all just a turd dropped in a golden toilet.
Well, Trump is a liar. That's all he can say. Two-faced liar. Got to jump, BK. Thanks. Call us in Oxnard. Get a chance to say hi to us in the office. All right.
Okay, Pastor.
You're welcome, buddy. Thanks for calling. We got about 15 seconds. Give people a contact for you.
Well, on the webpage, 612-232-6651. But if you remember, if they are looking for the water filters, call your number at the office there, Pastor. And if they have questions, we'll answer all their questions. And this water sale, that's a once-in-a-lifetime deal. It won't never come again.
Yes, it is. And give me a website real quick, too.
Okay. Well, I want them to go to your phone there, but...
No, Mommy, if they look at your website, though, if they look at your information, how can they look at your
site? Yeah, right. JMC, it's a short seven-letter URL, jmccsci.com.
All right, folks, you heard it. Call and get the filters before the end of the year. You're not going to never that cheap again. It's just not going to happen. So I hope you'll take advantage of that. I truly do. We'll be in Austin tomorrow, like I said. And James, thanks a lot for being with me tonight. I'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, Pastor. Very good.
God bless, my friend. Take care. And folks, for the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow and in Bible study on Saturday. Have a great night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.